But I just turned that shit up, rolled down the windows, and I just start.
Like, sup, baby? He rides you.
Sarah just rolls her eyes and gets in the car. Hey, Sarah!
Hey, Sarah! Come over here. Who's that?
I don't know.
Good question.
Beep, beep, Sarah. Sarah Fisher, beep, beep.
I'm talking to you, Sarah Fisher, in the red shirt.
Yes, the, yeah. You just looked at me. I'll call your phone right. That's me. That's me calling you right
it's
now.
It's me, your husband.
Oh, this is my jam.
It is not my jam.
Turn it up.
Ryan, you are the worst.
You don't know me like that.
I'm uncomfortable. You should start the podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the T-Mongoose Podcast for episode 119. Back to audio form. Last two podcasts, video form on live. Twitch.tv/potato orgy if you want to watch them. Or if you don't want to watch them, I'll probably put up audio feeds of it sometime. I haven't. We're actually this would be technically 3 weeks late on the audio podcast, but...
You're a failure.
Nah, it's more people should be watching us. If they're waiting for an audio format, I'm sorry, but you should go on Twitch and watch it.
Maybe they don't go on Twitch. Maybe they can only listen to it on the morning during their train ride to work.
Do you have to take a train, Ryan?
No, but Sarah takes a train.
Does she listen to us?
14K!
I don't know. I don't think she listens to us, no.
Put her on the spot.
Does she know how podcasts work?
She knows how podcasts work, I'm assure.
You're assure? I don't think you're sure, Ryan.
You don't sound so sure, Ryan.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But I don't particularly think she gives a damn.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. She does either. But that's fine.
Well, how rude of her.
She's only your wife, Ryan.
No, she cares about our podcast, and she just doesn't listen to podcasts. It's not her thing.
Maybe we should switch our demographic. We'll switch to fashion and makeup.
We're not going to talk about fashion and makeup, Dwight.
Terry has
no.
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 Well, just no, Terry. Well, Alex. Gonna... Alex.
No,
has...
no. Don't go there.
Listen. All right. No, both of you together as a couple have gone on numerous makeup runs.
And that is nobody's business but ours.
I think that you guys need to start making motions to coming out to the world.
I think you need to get out of our life.
Dude, you guys got to stop bringing me in.
No one brought you in. You're just really overstepping some bounds of our friendship.
You're suffocating us.
And that's my right as an American.
It's not.
Right. It's not.
No one invited the NSA to Germany, but they're there.
This podcast is over.
God damn it.
You ruined everything.
You ruined it so quickly.
It's a gift.
Is this
from God?
I have I have my Pepsi and water.
And water. Look at you.
You got something else, Ryan.
How dare you, sir?
How dare you?
How dare me?
How dare both?
We are a Coke family.
No, we're not.
What?
Do any of you like Coke over Pepsi?
I honestly can't taste the difference.
Yeah, there's a difference. There's a difference, but it's
there's
not.
There is a difference, but
it doesn't really. It's not that big.
Yeah, you know what the honest Coke? Truth is? Whoever is Mountain Dew, I stand behind.
Yes, exactly.
that's Pepsi.
And God, I love Pepsi.
It tastes better.
That's my only one.
I'm not as big of a Mountain Dew fan as I used to be, but I still like it.
I love Mountain Dew. Like, if I'm going to drink soda, it's Mountain Dew or like...
Yeah.
When I worked at Taco Bell, I really overdid my Mountain Dew intake, and I still haven't really recovered ever since.
Well, yeah, you have Baja Dew, dude.
I don't like Baja Dew.
The Baja one's great.
Yeah, they had Mountain Dew at Walmart.
Hold on, I'm sorry. I have to go do one more thing.
Okay. Yeah, but how about that Baja, dude?
You know, apparently there's one you can go in the morning that, like, do you see it? It's like orange juice with a Baja Blast.
Oh, yeah, the Blast? You can buy the Blast. You can't buy Baja.
No, it's like orange juice mixed with Baja Blast for, like, a morning thing that only sells for, like, the first hour they're open. Yeah.
Taco Bell doesn't do breakfast.
Yeah, dude.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, Taco Bell's got a breakfast menu now or something like that.
Like, orange juice, Mountain Dew. It's fucking real, dude.
Shut up.
He's like,
it's called Mountain Dew AM. It's Mountain Dew with orange juice.
There's no such thing as AM soda. Yo, you can't just put AM on it and be like, yeah, no, it's fine to drink in the morning now, you fat ass.
Well, because they put it with orange juice. It's got to feel good.
Nah, it's juice.
Motherfucker, this juice. No, dude, I've never had it because, like, I don't know when Taco Bell opens. I'm there like 1 a.m. So I
didn't think that they closed.
No, they closed. They like
4 and open up. No,
they close on 4 on like Friday, Saturday. Like, they don't close. After that, it's like you're fucked. After that, you're going to 24-hour Mickey D's when you're drunk.
I haven't been to Taco Bell in years, man.
I love Taco Bell.
See, PepsiCo Inc., which owns Tropicana and Mountain Dew. Oh, okay, see, that makes more sense. It's referred to as the first meal.
First meal. Yay.
I don't care what anyone says about Taco Bell.
They put laxative in there.
Oh, it was rolled out earlier this year at select locations. So select places sell breakfast. Apparently it says it's called the AM Crunch Wrap, which combines scrambled eggs, cheese, and hash brown, and bacon or sausage in single tortilla.
What the fuck?
I can get down with that.
Oh, what?
I don't want to have to go to Taco Bell for it, though.
Exactly. It's like, come to Taco Bell for breakfast and rip your asshole in the morning. It's fine.
Also, here's some Mountain Dew with orange juice. I don't know what the fuck it is, but you'll buy it fast.
I want to know who's the guy. I was like, look, just mix them. Fuck it.
They probably just put orange juice in every fucking drink they had. It's like, well, this one's kind of drinkable. I guess it's all right, this one.
Sure. I would have expected maybe like a Sunkist one with orange, like the orange soda with orange juice, but no, they just like I don't know what Mountain Dew is. They just
it's Mountain Dew.
It's Baja Blasting orange juice.
Yeah, fuck it. I'm gonna try. I'm like
that's exactly what their team said. It's just, fuck it, do it. Someone's gonna buy it.
I'll try it.
I don't want to buy it.
I have never made it for a morning. Like, the only time I've ever been there for, like, morning breakfast for any place has been because I'm up that late.
You're not up early.
Yeah, early means I woke up. Being up that late means I haven't slept yet.
Yeah. I've been there. Been done doing that.
I think the only time I ever had, like, McDonald's breakfast, like, on a regular was when I worked at Walmart, because I did Graveyard, so I got out and was like, oh, it's breakfast.
Yeah, dude, Graveyard is, like, the quickest fucking way to just destroy your diet. You will get fat working on a midnight shift, man, because nothing but fast food places are open, and you're too, like, tired to really give a shit, so you're just like, whatever, fucking 2 Big Macs, motherfucker.
Shit.
See, ours was worse because we had the McDonald's like inside the Walmart. Uh-huh. I mean, lunch it was cool for lunch because like you're at Walmart. I mean, you have an hour lunch and you're at Walmart. You can buy anything, you know, and like the sandwiches are like getting made at that time and they're fresh and like it's fucking Walmart. You can get anything microwavable and whatever. You get out and it's like, oh, there's your McDonald's.
The deli at Walmart, I will say, they have this chicken there. It's like barbecue chicken. You worked at the deli, didn't you, Jose?
No, I didn't. I cleaned the deli. I didn't work there. I cleaned that area. Yeah.
You poor thing.
It was easy. You just fucking spray water everywhere and just I'm done. Ours was like the laziest one. Like we had this like a scrubby pad machine, so it was basically all you had to do is like just wet the floors like crazy and just scrub the floor with the machine and just, all right, I'm done, I'm out, see you later. That was, like, the most fun I had, like, that and playing rodeo with it. When you, like, jump on and just turn the thing on and spin around.
That's fucked up. How do I get that?
I don't know. How do you get...
Do you guys want to... Do you know how to teleport?
Why don't you tell us, Dwight?
I don't know. Teach me.
All right. So, it's super easy, all right? I don't know how you guys don't already know this, but down below, there's a little dude that's going like, I don't know where I'm at. Right above him, that's his thought bubble. He's like, shit, I want to go here. You click that button.
Fuck.
Yeah, right?
Oh,
how did you even find out about this?
Dude, I hacked.
Are you a wizard?
I hacked Final Fantasy.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going. Damn.
So yeah, that'll be like $50.
What?
Yeah, or you can send me some food in the mail. It's cool. Final Fantasy. My guy's hungry. He's grown little boy.
Why can't they ever just be straightforward with you in a quest description?
Because why? Because fuck you.
MMO have like grown unchecked for too long and his life, sir.
Hey, I don't really like that guy that's over there. Go kill him.
All right. All right, random citizen I just met. I'll do whatever you want me to do.
Give you like 4,000 experience for it. Done.
4,000 experience in this ring that'll make you have better rhythm.
All right. I consider it done.
You know what I hate most about Sonic Racing is flying the airplane. I think the airplane is a piece of shit.
Airplane's only as good as the pilot.
Yeah, and I'm terrible at piloting the airplane. Aren't you listening?
I don't like the boats so much.
I feel like the boat's slowest. Am I incorrect?
I don't like the handling. You just go to the shit after. You go to the boat and it's like, yep, just don't bother turning.
I think it's just the fact that they actually got the feeling of like kind of how boats feel. You know,
yeah, how long it takes for a boat to turn.
It doesn't just like feel.
Yeah, it's got good boat mechanics, and that's why I don't like it, because boats are stupid.
Yeah.
So therefore, Sonic Racing is stupid.
Damn.
That's
no.
Get out.
You're just pissed because I'm trying to out you two as a couple, and now I said Sonic Racing sucks because of their boat mechanics are too good.
You are just attacking us personally.
You're hurting them in everything they love.
Just wait until I have to say something about Final Fantasy, huh? It is a great game, and I wish I had more time to play it.
Good.
That's basically where I'm at with Final Fantasy right now. I don't have the time to play it.
But you need to make some time.
No,
wear your cape.
I can't make time. I don't have a cape.
What?
Terry has
a cape. One.
Yeah, Adrian, we started.
Oh, what's up?
There you go.
Okay.
It's not a cape. Terry's just an idiot.
Why don't you explain to everybody this for those who don't know?
I think he's jealous.
Wait, what am I explaining?
Your cape.
Cape. It's a cape. I have a
cape.
It's a cape.
Yeah. It's a shawl. That is the correct term for it.
It's a cape shawl.
Yeah.
It's a cape shawl, yes. That is what they
are. It's so versatile. It could be anything.
It's a scarf.
Could be a diaper.
In emergencies.
Emergencies.
Which is bound to happen when playing Final Fantasy.
Well, yeah, you're not gonna go use a bathroom.
You're not gonna use a bathroom during a dungeon.
You get up to use the bathroom, you're not playing Final Fantasy.
You wouldn't download a car.
Yeah. I mean, come on. This is easy stuff.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
Use a bucket, you're playing Final Fantasy.
Cut out a hole in the bottom of your chair. Put a bucket in, and now you're playing Final Fantasy.
Exactly. Don't even have to get up.
Welcome to Final Fantasy.
Just play naked.
Also, don't log out.
you can log out.
Don't tell them that. You can log out now.
It's safe now.
It's safe. Most of the time. We'll figure it out.
We'll keep you posted.
We'll let you know.
Yeah, for those who don't know, who are interested in playing Final Fantasy, we play on Leviathan. But I'm pretty sure population is locked now.
At the moment.
It's close to fucked. That's where we're at.
Goes up and down, but when it goes up, it's down like 2 seconds later.
Yeah, you gotta, if you want to try to get on the same server as us, you gotta like eyes glued to their, wherever they're posting news.
To their Twitter.
Is it Twitter mainly?
They have two. They have like their FF like EN one, and there's like an EN News one.
The News one is the one you want. They don't do shit on the other one.
The other one, they're like, they try it at the start, and they were like, you know what, fuck it, we're making it.
Yeah, I just make it anyway.
The other one's just kind of like, y'all play Final Fantasy 14 yet? It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. Look at these pictures.
Everything's great here. Nothing's going wrong.
The pictures are like dated from like days ago. Yeah, no, it's fun.
Things are great here.
These people are having see the people in this picture. They're having fun with me. That man's
cannot
dead,
log
but
in.
You know, everybody's having fun.
Yeah,
yeah. So, what level are all you guys now?
I just hit 48 not 2 yonks ago.
I want to talk about it.
You're not 50?
Oh, that's an understatement.
Oh, you are 50.
Yeah.
You're 50 and disappointed, I assume.
No, he's 50
I'm
30. 50
and 30 and 29 and I'm everywhere.
Okay. So you don't want to talk about it because you've been no-lifing, or you don't want to talk about it? Okay, all right. I just wanted to figure out what type of not talking about are you talking about.
I could talk about it.
Was there no-life in MMO? How strange.
But me? No, it's Adrian.
Oh, well, also not that strange.
I'm close to no living.
They are one and the same, so it's fine.
Work kind of was like, no, you can't play for a bit.
Yeah.
You know, it was a sad day. My one day off was the day of the maintenance, like that big ass maintenance.
Yeah, that block, yeah.
So I was just like, I lost the day, and then I played yesterday, and like now I'm just like, alright, I gotta play. Gotta sleep a little bit, but gotta play more than that. So it's like I'm just trying to time myself and like do whatever I can because tomorrow I got to play. And Saturday I double, sadly. But
you were
I
there
will.
With Adrian too.
I was in the front, like, cause, but then my job just said like, nope.
Yeah, not
today.
We were all together.
Yeah, I think Adrian was like 44 and I was like 40, so it was like right around the corner. And then you passed me.
No, you were there with me, and then Terry was the one that was behind, and then you went to work, and then Terry.
Yeah, because I had Hell Week, release week.
Yeah.
And then...
Like, I remember that.
You were like, eh. I was like, fuck, I hate everybody.
It's funny, too, because I think I played during all those times where all of you guys weren't on. And that's how I stayed up with you guys. And then, like, after you guys all, like, broke, I think it was, like, 25, you just took off. And I fell way behind.
Hey, you're a busy man. That's fine.
Level, are you now?
25.
Yep.
Oh, that's cute. I remember those days.
Yeah.
I hate those days.
If you got a 25 class, you could come and come play with me.
Uh-huh. Enjoy your quest, buddy. That's all I gotta say.
Do you run out of quests later on?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's you're gonna hit a wall, right? And this wall's gonna tell you to go yourself.
I've already hit a bunch of walls.
I am climbing that wall. You know.
No. What I'm saying though is that I've hit walls that you guys didn't hit while you were leveling.
No, there's so many quests. Like
we're talking about a wall. I'm in the middle of climbing that wall.
There was a point where I was like, "Oh, this quest, yay!" And like I was doing the quest, and I was like 2 levels ahead, 3 levels ahead, 4, and then now I'm struggling. Like I can't continue questing because I'm missing like. One more level.
You're not there yet, Jose. It's
no,
like
nobody gets it. When it gets to that, I'm fucked. I'm scared for my life.
The thing is, you guys can go to like different areas, and there'll be like a split in quests, and it's you still have access to that. Once you hit like 46, there's just a spot where they say fuck you, and then the story quest jumps from 46 to 49, and it's like what? And there's like no quest, so you're just sitting there fucking smashing your face on the keyboard, fake grinding.
Well, that's what happened at like level 17, yeah. Like, yeah. 17, you had dungeon quests, and you had to do the dungeons to get to, like, 20, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So...
Well, it'll get you to, like, 18, and then you do some stuff at Drybone to get 20.
Mm-hmm. I didn't go to Drybone, though, until I was 23. I didn't even know about Drybone.
Yeah, that's the other thing, like, unless...
We gotta explore.
You have to follow the hunting log.
Yeah, see, that was my problem.
You have to be, like, on point, or you'll go to the places... And it'll be, like, not even available yet to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to, like, you have to keep up with it. It's annoying.
Yeah.
It sounds annoying.
The best thing to do is to, like, even if you don't do it, it's just the thing is you got to do it to see some of it. But
like it'll like the numbers kind of like correspond with the level that you're at. So like if it says like whatever 27, that's usually
you're talking about the hunting log.
Yeah. Yeah, like if you look at the hunting log and it says like mob 27 or whatever, usually that mob's around level 27.
Right.
So if you usually follow that, it'll usually take you to an area that might have any quests.
Should absolutely. That was the best advice that you guys have given me, aside from me teaching you all how to teleport.
You're the man, bro.
Great. the hunting log saved me because I was in a state of just like no quest anywhere. And that's because I just stayed around Grindania and I just kept following all of those quest lines and stuff. And then I hit a point where they were all red, so I had to level up, and so I was basically just fate grinding and going to dungeons and shit. And then you guys were like, no, just follow the hunting log, follow the hunting log. So I did that, and I had to go through all the lobby shit first, and then it caught up with me, and then it finally led me to all these other quests, and it's been fantastic. So absolutely, if you guys are stuck in Final Fantasy, follow your hunting log.
Yeah.
Or be a boss like me and do it all early.
Hey, I don't know how to... Listen, don't listen
or finish it in fucking, like, day one release of, like, Phase 4.
Don't listen to him. Unless you got a pet class, don't fucking listen to him.
Unless you're an Arcanist with a fucking bitch ass.
Unless you have whatever the hell Terry... What is that thing called?
Carbuncle.
Carbuncle. And if you have a carbuncle, you're good.
You're good.
Oh,
he's
so
level
easy.
40 and he's killing level 50 mobs. I'm like, real dude?
What?
You're so full of shit.
Basically, a carbuncle is a fucking like rock. It's a creature filled with rocks or something. I don't know what it is.
Dude, a creature filled with rocks.
And it takes some hits.
Yeah, and you can heal it. You know, you have a heal for pets, and then you could actually heal it itself, and it's just it just doesn't die.
It seems you're level 47. I should not be.
And it's
be
filled
here
with rocks.
It's filled with rocks. He knows.
Mm-hmm. Can't forget that.
Yeah.
Well, crazy shit.
Yeah. The game's fun. I am enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. This guy finally hit Dragoon.
Finally.
long paved road for him.
But you can't jump. That's the only problem.
You can't jump?
Breath.
Like you can't hit space?
He jumps and he dies. He jumps up in the air really high up and he can't make the landing right, so he dies. Right.
He like breaks his ankles every time or something.
My knees. My
he's
little
still a rookie. He's not very good at sticking the landing just yet.
No.
Not,
he'll never make it to the Olympics that way.
You need more vitamin D, bro.
D for Dragoon.
Maybe some more vitamin don't suck so bad.
Damn,
dude. What the fuck is that?
That was real talk.
That was the shit right there. I tried to motivate you.
You didn't.
Is that reverse psychology?
You did a very bad job.
Hurt my feelings. That's for sure.
It's that reverse psychotherapy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That reverse psychology.
That reverse side chocolate.
Please don't.
Side chocolate. My favorite. Side duck. Yeah.
Oh.
Good joke, Ryan.
You performed admirably, Ryan.
He would
Thanks,
perform
I
more
think.
Admirably if he had
good,
a admirably.
Sailor hat.
Sound it out.
I got it. I got to where I was going.
Did you?
Had a couple of stops on my way there, but I got there.
Hey, if you say so.
Had to stop, fill up some gas.
You did your best.
I did it.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Listen.
I've always known Dwight to have really good speech and grammar.
God. Oh, absolutely. I pride myself on it. This Do person's you? Name is Chachaman.
What?
Right after saying how good you are, Patsy.
I'm not lying. This fucking thing. This guy's name is Chachaman.
Can't even give this guy a compliment. He just ruins it.
You can try. Hasn't stopped you guys from trying. That's why you guys are my friends.
Oh.
Gotta run.
Is that what we're calling
That's us? What I'm calling it.
Okay. No, no.
About to show you guys Chachaman.
I am getting hit by level 47s right now, and I don't like it.
You don't have to like it.
So, Jose, you're 47?
No, I'm 41.
Oh.
But I'm a tank, so it evens out.
You can do it, Jose.
That's your excuse for everything. I'm a tank, so it's good.
It works out in the end. Hey. Oh, these guys are 49.
Hey, Jose.
Like, I'm no pro, but that might not work out for you.
I emptied out the guild vault, but it's a tank. And we're good.
Jose.
Yes.
What's your health at?
Shut up.
No, worries.
You know, I don't feel too bad anymore because I'm not meant to have a lot of health, so it's okay.
You're a tank!
Listen, yeah, but not, I am a paladin. I'm not a warrior.
Listen, what is it?
I thought paladins were all about health.
No,
you guys are missing the point here. What is your health, Jose?
I don't want to talk about it. You want to bring me down?
You want to tear me to pieces?
Tear him to pieces.
I got Titan sitting at 45-24.
God damn!
Wait.
Yeah. Dude, you're Titan. I was like, really?
Yep.
Shit!
Just a meat wall.
How embarrassing for you.
He's a meat wall. That's nuts, dude. I tip my hat.
I don't even know how.
I'm not even mad.
I'm not even wearing a hat.
I'm not even mad. That's impressive.
Whatever, the real fight was with Carby, so fuck it.
Yeah. Carby's the best Titan.
Titan can get it.
He getting it in.
That little freaking dog squirrel, whatever the hell he is.
Yo, Hobbit's a healer, yeah?
Yeah.
How often does he play?
All the time.
Like every time I'm on.
He's on his way to White Mage.
He already, I think he got it already.
I can't see his level.
He's White Mage now.
Nice.
Can I not see his level because we're not friends?
No. Is he not online?
He's not online. Yeah. I thought it would keep it.
No, it doesn't show you anything when somebody's offline.
Just you right click up and you do the search thingy.
Yeah,
you can search info?
Search info, yeah. It'll show you the latest.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's 30.
Yep. We finally got it. Oh, what the hell? It didn't update because I know I saw his little icon for White Mage.
Mm.
But he probably went to bed, so.
I remember when I went to bed once.
Was a good time.
It was good times.
Do you remember?
I have a job,
sleeping?
So I've been staying up a little bit later.
I remember sleeping.
Started rewatching Game of Thrones.
It's a good show to rewatch. Yes. D Who is also a good show to rewatch.
What is?
D Who.
I just finished rewatching that.
And then I rewatched the first 4 seasons of Office not too long ago.
I've been watching Eureka all over again.
I don't think I could rewatch that show. I enjoyed it when it was on, but
I adored it. I love that show.
It was the same like process every episode, you know?
Yeah.
Something goes wrong. No one believes in the sheriff for being able to fix it. Then they keep the sheriff from trying to fix it.
Because
he's an idiot. And then the sheriff fixes it, and everybody's like, damn, that sheriff is pretty cool. And then the next episode comes.
And he's like, yeah.
Yeah, and he puts his like fist in the air. He's like, yeah. Sheriff.
Dun.
And then freeze frame, cut the credits.
Yeah.
And plays the Breakfast Club song. Don't you forget about me.
I'm a sheriff.
I will figure this shit out.
Sheriff.
Beep, 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 beep.
This wall.
Wall?
It's a wall and you have to climb it. I am terrible at climbing.
It's probably because you're so fat.
Damn.
It's going to be like that.
It's so bad now. It's everywhere. I can't even walk.
I'm sorry to hear that, Terry. If you want, I'll bring a wheelbarrow.
I just hit 32. Would you? So.
Yeah, you absolutely will when I'm 50.
I have no idea where this place is.
When I'm 50 and a beautiful bard.
What are you looking for? Your beautiful bard singing voice? Because I don't think you're going to make it very far.
Well, I'm not there yet. I still got some lessons.
You're gonna try to find one of my guys, my hunting log guys, the praying mantis.
I'm going to love bard gear.
Yeah.
Why, does it look fabulous?
It is fabulous.
Ah, I'm so excited.
You got, like, the two-tone pants. Like, one pant leg is, like, blue, and the other one's, like, red with stripes.
Oh, that's awesome. So I look like a jester.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. That's exactly how I built my character.
And they're like capris that, like, cut off right at the ankle. It's
yeah,
cute.
So I don't get my pants wet, you know?
Yeah. Oh,
crap, it's 1 a.m. already.
Those expensive pants.
It's the two-tone.
Mm-hmm.
That's expensive.
That ain't cheap.
Nope.
Oh, shit, man. You're 3 hours ahead of me now. That's weird.
Welcome to the right time zone.
Yeah.
Welcome back, you mean.
Welcome yeah, whatever. Back. Right time zone.
Damn, like, is that the name of a movie? That sounds like it'd be the name of a movie.
It sounds like that old dude from Jurassic Park would say that.
Welcome to the right time zone.
Dun 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 dun. Yeah, that's my jam.
And it's just like
I feel like I'm in a chopper right now.
Yeah, helicopter shots of like Californians.
And the old man is sitting on the helicopter.
And every time he looks at you, he just kind of gives you a smile, and he nods his head and gives you a thumbs up.
I would watch this movie. I might even pay for the ticket.
Oh, interesting.
Welcome to California Park.
Yeah.
Bah, 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 bah. Every time he's done talking. Hold on, I have to use the restroom. Bah, 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 bah.
The doors of the restroom open like they would the Jurassic Park gate. He goes into the bathroom in a Jeep.
It's like on the rails, too. I want to watch Jurassic Park again.
I know.
That movie's awesome.
I feel like that's got to be one that we all watch together and just talk shit on the movie the whole time.
This is why I miss Netflix parties on Xbox.
Oh, I know.
Oh, those were the coolest days.
I don't understand why they got rid of that.
I don't know who to like be mad at, Microsoft or Netflix.
Be mad at the
I
world.
I would guess Netflix.
Right?
Well, yeah, because you'd have to think that it's at least partially Netflix's fault, because the only movies you could watch together anyways were those Starz ones. Or was it you couldn't watch Starz movies?
They expanded it.
Yeah, oh,
they didn't have their contract with Starz anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I wonder if that had something to do with it.
I don't know, maybe.
They lost that like a couple of years. They lost that almost over a year and a half ago.
I mean, we could still like just put on a Netflix movie and just all play it at once. I know it's not the same. I know it's not the same. But
you could have the guy jump and go woo, and then the other one tell everyone to shut.
I know, right? And have the one guy like, couldn't you make one dude fart? Like you lift it up with your leg or whatever.
I just remember getting up and going, "Shut up!
Shut!
This is a movie, damn it!
Shit is about to get sweet."
I want to know how to do like a legitimate mystery science theater type of show.
You can't for movies.
I think that if we did it and like we recorded our audio on a different channel and then people could just watch the movie and then play it once.
You can do it like that. Some people do it like that.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. There's people out there that do that, but that's exactly how it works. It's just the audio.
Right.
And you have to like sync it with your movie when you play it.
Yeah, but the Mystery Science Theater, they didn't really do a whole lot that was visual. I mean, they would stand up and, like, you could see the heads turning and crap, but that was...
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, that's the only thing is you just have to start it when you start the movie.
Yeah. I'm sure some people would be okay with, you know, going through the trouble of doing that for us, but...
But why?
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah. Why?
I think that if we ever do it, like if we do it in the office or something like that, I want to have two projectors, and then like have both of them layered on top of each other, so both screens are on it, and then we'll have like a tablet set up to the second one, and you could draw on top of the movie as it's going.
Oh, see, I'd be like John Madden, be like, yeah, see this over here. This is where he went completely wrong.
Brett Favre.
That's best
football. Famous football players.
This Tom Hanks is a good actor, but Brett Favre can
Brett Favre can run that ball and throw it far.
Exactly.
Brett Favre.
Yes, that's precisely my point.
Yeah. No, I think we should do something like that. I think that'd be fun.
It's good
and then, like, on the tablet, too, you have, like, the controls to, like, play and stop the movie. So, like, you could rewind it real quick and... Basically, if it's a movie that you really want to watch, don't do it this way.
Yeah, basically.
That'd be fun. Just watch a bunch of classics.
We got to get starting to selling on these sailor hats, man. And then we can afford those projectors.
Just got to sell, like, one. How much were we selling the first one for, Terry?
$4,000.
$4,000 at least.
Yeah. I think it was the final number was four.
Terry, how much experience are you getting for your fates right now? Because the dragon one over here is, like, happening.
If you're 40, you come here.
Yeah.
You,
I told you that, Jose.
You're done there.
Yeah, Jose. I told you that, too.
I'll go there when I'm ready.
During our teleport
stupid,
lesson.
Stupid, Jose.
I haven't been there yet, so I can't teleport there.
Oh, it's like right there. Let's go.
Yeah, south. It's southwest, I believe, of Quartus.
Yeah, it's like right there. Pull it together, Jose.
I'll get there in a bit.
Internet on Tuesday.
Get her together, Grinch.
Yay, Ryan.
I know, I'm excited.
It's like, bitch, I live in a fucking trash can.
Fast internet for your fast The world will be put back into order.
I know my next
order.
Dwight, have you thought about what your next class will be for Final Fantasy?
I think he's thinking Bard. That's it.
Dwight
is next after that.
Dwight, nothing. Have you thought about quitting Final Fantasy?
I have thought about it, actually.
That's the devil.
You don't want to listen to that anymore.
You sound like the devil.
Let's just go ahead and write that off.
I agree.
So what else is going on in your guys' lives aside from Final Fantasy?
Oh, that's it. That's
that sums it up.
There you go.
Just very hot mornings and afternoons out at school.
Ugh.
I enjoy the beautiful weather. It's foggy and never really gets above 70.
Yeah, we had that one nice day where it rained.
Yeah, it rained.
And it kind of cooled off a bit. It's like
it's always misty outside.
We're like low
90s
now. Low 90s, high 80s.
I went to the valley this last weekend.
The days are so clear and the sun is just beating down so hard.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Like, I have just this burn on my arm, the outside of my arm, from where it rests when I'm driving.
That's why I left the desert.
Ugh. Oh, Terry, you don't even want to know our 5-day.
5-day?
Weather.
Oh, yeah, I looked at it.
You looked at it? Sunday and Monday? Come on.
Yeah.
I'm not going outside.
What's the temperature going to be?
Well, Jose, shut the fuck up, all right? We understand.
What's the temperature going to be? Tell me the fucking temperature.
It's going to be 101.
Oh, Sunday, 101. Ooh.
But it drops down almost immediately after that to 90.
I don't have to take this.
The artist gets higher, okay?
Right? Right, Terry? We don't have to take this.
101, this guy.
We'll go to the ocean.
Yeah.
I don't have you know what I have? Nothing.
You have a gulf. You have a fucking
That's
gulf
like
of Mexico. That's the cousin the oceans never talk to.
Damn, I'll say they're putting you on blast right now.
I don't even think he's paying attention.
He's not.
I heard some of it.
We're going.
That sounds like an ocean for little girls.
I don't have... I can't even go to that, guys. I just have heat.
Just have hot. Like, they stopped giving you guys numbers because it was making everybody depressed, so they just put
it's gonna be hot.
Really hot. Okay,
you know what the people here of Texas do that's like a normal thing? Is that when it's crazy hot, they bake cookies in their car.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of that.
They bake... like, someone said, hey, it's fucking hot, just bake cookies in your car.
I've seen
that's a great way
that.
To have your car smelling great.
That's being green, all right?
They have a goddamn, like, thermometer inside of it, and it's like 130 in their car.
Yeah, they're just like, basically, it's like, go to work, put cookies in your car, come back, got cookies.
They cook eggs in their car, or on the street in Arizona.
It's hot. I don't know why they do that.
Yeah, but the hottest day of the week is Monday, and it's going to be 81.
Who wants street eggs?
I do.
It adds flavor.
That earthy
flavor. Cooking up some
flavor.
Eggs out on the street. Who wants some? It's got that nice oil slick taste to it.
Well, you Tastes put like on the oil shoe. Slick so you can take it off.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, you got to have some grease on your pan.
Mm-hmm. That's smart.
Oh, you have to be kidding me.
That's smart cooking.
I'm serious, man. If you don't have grease on your pan, you're going to get yourself in
you
some trouble.
Have a bad time.
No, I started hitting this mob and like I'm tanking it now. Well.
Terry, go help him.
I'm busy.
Oh, Terry, you should. I'm almost. Once I get an AoE ability, Terry, it's go time.
Yeah, whatever. We'll see.
Do you guys know where the Waking Sands are?
Yeah, Vesper Bay.
The Waking Sands is that like
You need to memorize that place. You're gonna be going back there like
a lot.
It's just it doesn't say Waking Sands on the map, and I don't have a thing that's leading me there.
Waking Sands is the name of what the fuck is it, like a pub?
Yeah. Oh, the underground thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. Locked in. Locked and loaded.
Yeah, love
just
that
like
place.
The teleport info and what was the other thing? There was another thing that I forgot or didn't learn. I don't know.
Sprint.
No. Sprint. Sprint takes all your TP. I didn't know that.
If you don't have any TP, how are you gonna take a poop?
You're not gonna poop on anyone.
You're just
gonna
hold it.
You need to.
No, you're gonna die.
You're
gonna get dysentery and die.
That's true. That's true. You don't got TP, you're gonna die of dysentery.
Mm-hmm.
That's life lessons that kids nowadays are not gonna learn, dude.
I know. Well, I think you can get the Oregon Trail for your cell phone telephone now, actually.
Yeah, but are the kids gonna
It's not
be
the
like,
same Oregon.
Yeah, they're not gonna look at that and be like, oh hey, what is it? It's like 600 megs.
And is it big?
Yeah, it's way bigger than the original Oregon Trail. Because the original Oregon Trail fit on a floppy, yeah?
Yeah, fit on a floppy. I think
and those are 2.5 megs,
fit
I think?
On a large,
3,
fit 3. On a 5, large, I like an actual 3. Floppy.
3.5 gigs, or megabytes?
I think it's 3, I could be wrong though.
Yeah,
3.5 sounds right.
Whatever. Doesn't matter, it's super small, and Oregon Trail fit on that fucker.
That was like the best day
class.
It
was the big ones, too. It was the actual floppies.
Yeah, it was the actual floppy, that's what I was trying to say.
Oh yeah, the 5.25s or something like that? Or
yeah.
Yeah. I think those actually had even less. I'll do some quick Wikipedian
all over the floor.
Yeah, here's some 5.25 action right here.
Get it in.
We track what?
Shut up, Adrian.
Fuck you.
God damn
it. Listen.
Agent.
All I wanted to say was one
thing.
We
were friends.
You're telling me to shut up. What is wrong with you? It's not. You hurt my feelings.
Damn. Feelings?
You hurt my heart.
Damn. No, I don't, but whatever.
I didn't think so. Seems unusual.
I'm told I'm supposed to.
I'm trying to be more human.
1 point have those squishy human emotions.
5 1/4 floppy disks had 1.2 megabytes of space.
God damn.
You need like 20 of those things just to play one game.
Dude, the 3.5 ones, the hard ones, only had 400 kilobytes.
What?
Yeah.
At their largest?
Yeah, well, these were followed by in 1986 by double-sided floppies that had 800 kilobytes.
Oh,
weird.
Yeah.
Technology,
man.
I have a 32-gig flash drive in the small pocket of my jeans right now.
Yeah, we have Blu-rays that have over 25 gigs of space.
Yeah.
A freaking disc.
I have 3 terabytes right next to my ass.
Mm-hmm. I got like 6.5.
Wow.
Not really next to my ass, but...
Well, my ass is to my computer because I'm looking at one monitor playing Sonic, and you guys are on the other one.
I get you. Hi, ass.
You playing Sonic right now?
He's getting in. He's practicing. He's trying to take advantage of us when we don't know how to play anymore.
You still on that DSL?
Yeah, he is.
Till Tuesday.
Till Tuesday. Damn, dude. They came out with 3.5-inch super discs that were 240 megabytes. Hmm. What's a super disc?
A super disc.
Oh, dude, it looks like a floppy.
Yeah, that's why I asked at the biggest, because I remember having big ones.
No, those were
the zip drives.
No, these are visually different, but they look like the same form factor.
Oh, are they the zip drives?
No.
Those are the really, really big ass floppies.
Yeah,
I remember
zip drives.
Back before technology got really big, my family used to be head of technology because my mom worked for a technology company, and then it just took off.
Mm-hmm.
We had DSL when dial-up was the thing.
And I used to have DSL.
And now you still have my parents. How far are you falling, Ryan?
Damn.
So I found out that there's a thing called San Bruno Cable, and they're one of the last independent cable companies, and they have like an embargo on the entire city, and no other cable company can come in.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. You think that would be illegal? As a monopoly?
Monopoly, yeah.
But they're the only ones with wire, and somehow they make it so the other ones can't throw it down.
Oh, yeah, because they own the wire.
Right.
Yeah, that's why cable runs to the street and telephone is up in the poles.
Right, so I think, I don't know how it comes in. I think it's still technically DSL. It's like the faster new stuff that AT&T is coming out with. They claim that at the end of the year they'll have, or maybe the beginning of next year, they'll have 100 up and 100 down.
Hmm.
For like $500.
No, it'll be cheap. This isn't that bad. I wish we weren't getting a TV because it'd be a lot cheaper, but it's a different story for a different time.
So just to provide some closure on our zip drive thing, those ones, the zip drives went up to 750 megabytes.
Ooh, that's a lot. It's almost a gig.
In their USB 2.0 days.
Oh, I need them before that.
Yeah, USB 1.1, they went up to 250. Yeah, like 250 megabytes?
Still not bad.
Back then?
But you needed that, like, you needed the drive for it as well. It was ridiculous.
Dude,
like,
big ass
yeah,
drive.
You had to have the big part.
Like, how did we think this was a good...
You remember Julian?
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, I remember Julian.
He had... His dad worked for, like, a big company in the Bay.
Uh-huh.
And he had a satellite internet, like...
Ooh,
that shit was fast.
Oh.
And his dad had like 3 zip drives and shit.
Damn.
It was
my
crazy.
My father has 3 zip drives.
My father has 1.5 gigs of zip drives.
Damn, you rich?
Yeah.
What do you
I
do with all that
say
out of space?
Rich, but we're not struggling.
We
that's,
get by.
That's the douche.
We're not struggling like your family.
Damn.
How are your parents, by the way?
Out of prison, I hear.
Except for your father.
Life without parole.
How cruel.
Finally got out of hand.
This is cutting deeper.
Hate this guy. It's not even real.
I'm pissed. I'm so angry right now.
He
guys.
Sounds like grown up Richie Rich if he didn't have that like life experience that changed.
He didn't have the life experience, yeah.
Outro. Oh, we're all a bunch of idiots.
Excuse me while I go make filth and donate it to the Salvation Army.
You know they're a church, right?
Salvation Army?
Yeah.
Is it a church?
Salvation Army.
I thought they were just trying to salvage shit.
They're going to save you with guns.
No, dude, their leader's like commander-in-chief instead of like pope or prophet.
That's kind of like, sweet.
It's legit. It is, dude. They have this sweet building in Chicago. Well, it's outside in the suburbs. It's like gated and black and shit. It looks like ready for war.
That's like a guard. Salvation Army, man.
I know.
They are ready.
I know.
There's a tank out there.
Right?
Just in case so they go there
or getting on the helipad.
It's a tank with a plaque on it that says that it was donated from like someone.
Awesome. Yeah, they're a church.
That's crazy. I had no idea.
And now you know. You know what they say about knowing something about blah, blah, blah.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. It's patented by NBC, so I don't want to say it.
NBC. Because they'll
swoop down on us.
G.I. Joe was on NBC.
What?
G.I. Joe was NBC.
Oh, isn't it like the...
The More You Know thing came from G.I. Joe.
More You Know.
I was thinking of the. I said, now you know.
That was Sonic.
I thought you were going G.I. Joe with it.
No, I said, okay. Now you know. It's the info or the public service announcements that.
The G.I. Joe one was knowing is half the battle.
Knowing is half the battle.
Because the kid would go, now I know. And then the guy would go, and knowing is half the battle.
But I didn't say that, did I?
Said, now you know.
Yeah.
And I
that's the more you know. The infomercial's the more you know.
That's what I'm saying, because I thought he was going to follow up with knowing that.
We're all idiots, okay? We didn't know. We don't know.
I did know.
I wanted to know.
G.I. Joe and the public service announcements would be disappointed in all of us for not listening, okay?
Right?
I listened. The way you worded it made it seem like you're going G.I. Joe.
I apologize, Terry. I admitted my mistake, and I'm sorry.
It's not a mistake. I understand.
Listen, right. Well, then why are we still fighting?
Now you both know, huh? Shut up! Who said that? Now you both know.
Shut up, Dwight.
Shut up, Dwight. Nobody likes you.
I'm trying to help out, right?
Y'all are just mad.
Yeah. Damn. I'm sorry.
Do you need to talk it out, guys?
I take G.I. Joe very seriously, all right?
No, you don't.
I don't. No, you
don't. G.I. Joe, whatever you think about it.
You constantly have told me how much you hate G.I. Joe.
I don't think I watched a lot of G.I. Joe when I was a kid.
Yeah, I didn't really either.
I definitely did not at all.
I caught it every now and then. It's cool. Didn't dedicate my Saturday mornings to it.
No.
Had work to do.
That's what we had.
Working at the crayon factory.
Who cared about Saturday mornings as a kid? Like,
this
really.
Is who taught me stuff.
Mm-hmm. Dude, it was all about weekday afternoons with Toonami.
What the hell is this?
Saturday mornings were nothing.
That's who taught me stuff.
Yeah,
wait, hold on, everybody.
I'm sorry. You're interrupting whatever you're watching on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to hear what Sonic's saying.
He's telling you to let a guy touch your pee-pee. Sonic, he teaches us the right things.
That's no good.
It's no good. No, I sent you to place. No good. Thank you, Sonic.
I can't hear the advice Sonic is trying to give me, man. This could save my life.
kids, there's nothing more cool than being hugged by someone you like. But if someone tries to touch you in a place or in a way that makes you feel uncomfortable, then
it's no good.
No good.
It's your body. No one has the right to touch you.
It's your body. Tails can't even write Sonic Says,
right? No one has the right to touch you.
First, you say no. Then
maybe
if
I could run as fast as Sonic, I wouldn't have been molested.
First you say no, and then you get out of there.
You gotta tell someone you trust, like your parents, your teacher, a police officer.
That's not nice.
God damn it!
That's a tough comment.
I can run as fast as Sonic. Maybe I wouldn't have been molested.
Why are people liking this?
162 people wish they were as fast as Sonic, guys.
Like this if you wish to.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I don't like that at all.
That's not good.
It's no good.
That's no good.
Someone wants to stick their chili dog in your bun.
You and your buddy both have chili dogs, right? If your buddy's trying to stick his chili dog up your buns, that's no good.
Sonic would have got two right.
Just gonna keep my mouth shut on that one.
No. Now you're gonna tell us.
Oh, it's so bad.
You're already in. You've already said it. So just might as well complete the cycle. All the way through.
He's gonna stick his hot dog in your butt and get the chili.
Why would you say that, Terry?
Make a chili dog.
Maybe we shouldn't have let you.
You asked for this.
Children, listen to the podcast, Terry.
Children,
you all knew the risks. I told you.
He gonna stick a hot dog in, but he gonna get a chili dog back.
Some tappins.
Gonna have busted and onions on it.
Funyuns? Gross. Why would you put Funyuns on a hot dog?
What? I said onions.
Onions, onions.
That makes a lot more sense. Still kind of gross, but I get it.
I would never expect the fat comment like that to come from Terry. So.
I even like Funyuns. Gross.
I know, me too. That's why I said they were. That's why I said ew, Funyuns.
It's nasty. Onion flavored snack. No. You don't.
Not
no. Onions are not a snack.
You don't do that.
You notice Sonic was smiling the whole time during this video?
Well, yeah, he's got to keep it positive.
Yeah, he's happy because he hasn't been molested.
Because they can't catch him.
If someone wants to touch you,
what's wrong with you?
So no, hold on. If someone, guys, I can't do this.
You really want me to say this?
It would have been great if he was eating a chili dog at the same time. He, like, walks into frame just, like, eating the chili. Oh, hey, guys.
Someone wants to stick their chili dog in your mouth. That's no good.
That creepy laugh.
It's that creepy laugh, and then he walks off frame. Give me your tails.
No.
Oh, my stomach
I don't like
hurts
where this
laughing.
Is going.
No. It didn't have to be this way.
Chili dogs.
You wouldn't do that, Sonic.
Right?
No way.
That's no good.
Let me show you what y'all want a chili dog?
Oh, God. We need to change the subject now.
This right here?
So when was the last time you had a chili dog? What? It's a question. I haven't had one in a while.
Okay, then.
I just good wanted news, to provide closure for anybody that was interested.
I appreciate
speaking of good news and closure,
yeah.
Futurama's over.
Oh.
Yeah, I heard about that.
It was okay. I liked the one before. This is a really funny season.
Wasn't there in slate or the title slate thing? Didn't that say Avenge Us?
Yeah.
In the beginning of the episode?
They publicly said that they were happy it was over.
Yeah.
They knew this time. They had the time to prepare for it. It had been on the air a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy it went out the way it did. Very, very happy. I'll say it.
I'm happy you're happy, but I'm not happy that you're sad.
It's just, thanks, why?
That means a lot. Why what?
Like, I didn't want it to end.
I didn't either. It's so funny, but if it had to end, at least they knew and they could prepare for it.
Yeah, I'm glad it wasn't sprung on them. I mean, they knew that it was coming this time, so...
Which doesn't make any sense. It was being watched pretty regularly since it had been on Comedy Central, but...
Exactly, so
whatever.
It's just time for it to go.
Mm-hmm.
It was just time. They didn't want to be like Family Guy. Overstay their re-welcome.
Well, no, what you do is you send off one of the members, and then you make a new series. And that's how you do it.
Yeah, just send over Fry, and then keep the show exactly the same.
Except like that show with Bender.
And they call it Future Town, and it'll be in the year 4000.
No, they'll make a prequel, and they'll call it Pastorama. It'll just be Fry's boring-ass life.
It'll just be called Present.
So his life was just... it was just a delivery boy. Everyone walked on him. No one paid attention to him. It's a very sad life for him. I would not watch that. I would not watch Pastorama.
Yeah, that didn't work out too well for, what was it, that 80s show?
Oh, God.
Yeah, no.
Did that happen, right?
Well, that tried to fill,
what was
that? That tried to fill Family Guy's spot, too, and nobody watched that.
Really? They tried to push it into the Family Guy?
They tried to push a ton of shows. Don't you remember all the shows they list?
No.
In that first episode of Family Guy when they come back and it's all these shows that were on their slot that failed miserably? Like Firefly?
I thought they were just fucking talking.
No, they tried out so many different shows.
Huh. Well.
People wanted Family Guy.
The audience of Fox isn't necessarily.
Necessarily what, Dwight?
I can't think of a proper insult.
They don't listen to their freaking fans at all.
They really don't.
They're always canceling good shows. Cancel Terra Nova.
I
could have gone places, man.
Cancel Alcatraz.
They canceled Alcatraz.
Alcatraz was awesome, man.
It was.
I enjoyed Alcatraz. I mean, it near the end or the last like episode or two, I was just like, okay, listen, we get it. Let's go. Let's move it. They had
that replaced Terra Nova because Terra Nova failed, so they brought it in halfway through the season and it failed.
Damn. I don't like anything.
Yeah,
damn. That we're talking about right now.
What are you doing, Fox? Get your shit together. ABC's trying to launch shows because they found out that 60% of their viewer base is women.
Nice.
Or no, more than that. I think it's like 86% or something.
Damn, they had the Pinterest to TV.
Yeah, they are. Like, it's like all women like 18 to 45 or something watch ABC.
Not bad.
So that's why they're putting that show on there.
Which show?
The Marvel show.
Broken Hearts Anonymous?
No, S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh. What? Is that a women's show?
No, they're trying to bring in they're trying to bring in the male vote.
Oh, why would they bring in the S.H.I.E.L.D.?
It's because it's Marvel. It's a comic book.
I guess. They should bring in extreme dudes of Florida. America.
Of blood buildings.
Yeah, there you go. Blood drinking extreme dudes. Not vampires, though. That's the title
extreme dudes.
Just extreme dudes of America.
Doing extreme things.
Doing extreme things with other dudes.
Oh.
Is this going to be no good?
The subtext is we're not gay.
This doesn't really sound like an ABC appropriate show.
Yeah, it's all. I got to shut up.
Listen, you were doing fine. They twisted in their minds.
No, we didn't.
They made it dirty.
No, we didn't, Terry.
Yes, you did.
No, he did all along.
I'm just trying to promote a show that's man on man action.
That's all he's trying to do.
How am I supposed to work with this?
You get your mind out of the gutter.
Yeah, yeah.
He practically kicked it into the gutter.
Listen.
Yes, that's a good excuse. MDM,
this is your fault, right?
He's holding me down into the gutter right now with his perverse speech.
Yeah, okay. Whatever. Keep talking, Ryan.
Did he really?
Keep talking, see what happens.
You're going to punch me out, Dwight?
I'm scared of you. My new show is going to take off. You could have been a part of it.
You could have been producer.
I'm sure I still will be.
Producer. The man producer. Man meat producer.
The man meat producer?
Yep.
Does he make juice too?
No.
Okay, I was just wondering.
What are you trying to get at, Ryan?
I just asked if you make juice. You don't like Jamba Juice?
I love Jamba Juice.
Everybody likes an orange juice machine with a little protein in it.
Yeah.
I get the green tea one.
A strawberry surfer type of guy.
Great.
I only get Orange Dream Machine.
Yeah, yeah, I think we've...
It's not all about you, okay?
You and I have had this conversation before, I believe, a few years back.
I want a Jamba Juice right meow. There's one really close.
Is there? I'm sure they're open.
No, they're closed. It's almost 11 o'clock, Dwight.
Shut up. Go over there and get a goddamn smoothie.
If I went to one in the city, I bet it'd be open, but I don't know if the BART's running 24 hours anymore.
No. I don't think that... Did they run 24 hours?
When the Bay Bridge was closed, yeah.
Oh, when it was closed, okay. Did you ever hear back on if they're going to make the other bridge, like, incoming or outgoing?
Oh, no, they're going to take it out. Yeah, it's going to be just... It's just one bridge.
Okay.
They're already, like, dismantling the old Bay Bridge. Because it's only from the... to Treasure Island. And then you get back on the old Bay Bridge, I think.
Oh, I get you.
Because you know how you go through that tunnel?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like up to the tunnel.
Ah.
From what I understand.
Hmm.
But I don't know. As I frequently say, I'm not a doctor.
None of us are doctors. That should be painfully apparent to everybody listening.
Most indeedly. Terry, I just took out a blowfish with a blowfish. Are you proud of me?
Yes.
It was right in front of me, and I was like, shit!
Now, what'd you do with your chili, Dad?
You are the greatest that ever was.
I want to be the very best. Oh, damn it.
That's a bad road to go down.
I want to be the very best.
Damn it!
God!
Pikachu!
Speaking of very best, isn't that a month away?
October 10th?
I'll never get a 3DS in time. Dwight, I'm coming over. Yeah. And if you're...
Let me
3DS
play. Hold on.
So a month away? Is that where we're at?
Probably.
I think.
I gotta buy a 3DS. God damn it.
Damn.
I gotta cut back from work.
Yes.
Yeah, you buy a 2DS at the same time, bro. It's
it
40 bucks fall. Cheaper.
It can fall.
October 12th. So yeah, just over a month away.
You buy a 3DS and you just don't put 3D on. It's all.
Yeah, just break the little slider off.
Why? Just have it off.
Yeah, but if you break it off, you don't have to worry about it anymore.
What if you want to use it one day?
Why would you use it?
What if you break it?
Because it's cool.
Yeah, why wouldn't you use it once in a while when you're feeling adventurous?
Nope.
Yeah.
That wears off within the first day of owning one.
Whatever. I was telling Alex, Nintendo's selling refurbished 3DS is, like, cheap.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You were? What?
Yeah.
I told you this.
Yeah.
They've been saying this for a while.
Yeah, they've been doing that for quite some time.
Terry and I have been, like, high-fiving and talking about
it. You listen when they talk.
I linked it to you. We had a conversation about it. And...
I remember that conversation. Alex is doing the exact same thing he's doing now. What?
How much for what?
See?
That's exactly what happened.
You seeing, it, seeing a pattern here?
I see it.
This is why we need G.I. Joe to come back. Teach kids how to think.
I need you to pull together, Alex.
Honestly, I think Alex doesn't know how to read.
Guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think he knows how to read.
I'm not here.
I can believe that one a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Darkwing Duck is here. And he's where? In a guild called Quack.
Oh, fuck.
All right, guys, bye. Nice talking.
God damn it, all these ads.
Found one for $129. Is that cheap?
For an XL or just a regular 3DS?
Just a regular.
I want an XL, dude, so...
No, you gotta go the XL, just...
Better battery.
$189, that's expensive.
It's that's 200, but I gotta get 200 bucks ready, so... I don't know how I'm gonna do this,
game
but...
Too, right?
I need $230, guys.
Got him.
Oh, yeah, and I guess they announced the Xbox date?
November.
Yeah, November 22nd.
22nd, yep.
Wow.
That's neat.
Still not going to get one until they get all the bugs out and shit.
PS4, what was theirs?
November 11th?
15th.
I was going to say the 12th.
Oh, wow, they come out before, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's interesting.
Wind Waker is 10 years old.
I want.
Oh, yeah, Wind Waker. They have the Wind Waker bundle.
I want that so bad, but I don't have time.
It's
to
so funny because the Wii's most hyped game right now
is the old game.
Yeah. Well, that's been Nintendo for how many generations now? Their most hyped stuff is still their original IPs.
I mean, I think I shit myself when they were like the 3DS is coming out with like Legend of Zelda: Ocarina. I was like, oh my god, I want it! But like that's what they do, man. It's definitely all their old ass games. Like
I know, I want them. Like they need like a new IP, a new solid IP. That'd be great. But
no, I'm perfectly okay with it. I'm perfectly okay with like the remakes because it's like those that was good.
I'm okay with it. And not so much remakes, but I like new versions of those IPs. But Nintendo needs to fucking progress, man. They're not going to be anything.
But it's not them. They're not.
It is them. It's the first party game.
Yeah, so but like it's them. Like it's them to you know make something innovative or you know something crazy like how they were going to do that heart rate monitor thing for the Wii, which
that's
I think
not
they
a game.
No, but I'm just saying
that's
just it's like
Japanese
that's like
accessory shit.
But it was supposed to go with like with games like, and like that's like that's what they go for more. They go for more of like the hardware experience. They do like the new IP thing. Like they just kind of. And I'm okay with that. Like, you have fun on the Wii. Like, I remember the Wii Sports bundle was great.
Wii Sports are all right. It's good if you're, like, with all your friends and stuff.
It's good if you have friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great, but when you're playing by yourself in a dark room, it's very sad.
It's a little depressing.
It's very depressing.
I'm playing baseball. Yeah.
I just got a hole in one. Tiger
who wants me to buy them a drink? Oh, there's no one.
Oh, wait. Everyone left. That's right.
That's right. Everybody went home. Oh, I want a drink, Dwight.
They said you don't have Super Smash Brothers. I'm out.
Okay,
that
Dwight,
is that
I'll
is the reason
drink.
I will. When that game comes out, that's when I'll get a Wii U.
Me too.
What? The greatest thing is that we'll probably drop price again. It's already dropping now.
They have a Wii now.
The thing is, like, that Wii U bundle for the Zelda one.
It's more expensive. It's, like, way expensive.
No, it's $300. It's the same price as the regular Wii U Deluxe.
Because they're going to lower the price of the system and release the bundle at the same time. It'll be $300.
Yeah, and that deal is only going to... I assume they have a limited supply of those. And I'm like a month after this comes out, those systems are gonna sell for like $500, easy.
Yeah, you know, because
people didn't pick them up when they were there, so
that'd be a good thing to kind of like invest, you know.
That's what I'm saying. It's like they're cheap now, like default cheap, you know, they come cheap, so why not buy one? And you can make some money off of it.
Yeah, but I want any, one. I don't trust any company with shipments and stuff now. Especially the whole Xenogears.
Oh. Wait, Xenogears?
Or the Xenoblade Chronicles, whatever.
Oh, you got me all excited.
I played Xenoblade. It's pretty good.
I was like, they're releasing Xenogears again? Hell yeah.
Let's
buy me a PlayStation 4.
It was, you know, it was like the title was like Derwilly or something like that. Derwills or Match or something.
Oh,
show.
God. Xenosaga?
Is that Xenosaga? That one was like weird. I played it. I was like,
it was so boring.
I wasn't sure where I left off on that. I was kind of like, I was indifferent.
Is that the one with the robot girl with blue hair?
Yeah, blue hair, and like.
I didn't get it.
They made
that.
More than one, so I mean.
Yeah, they made three.
It did decent.
I don't know about all that. Ugh, it's so boring. That is the only game I think that has ever put me to sleep. Like, genuinely, I'm playing it, and then I pass out playing it.
Wake up like, what's going on?
I wake up like, oh shit, I was playing a game.
Couldn't you make the argument that you played it until you passed out? Because you liked it so much?
No.
You were so excited.
You can say that. I'm going to tell people that.
Because I've done that with games. I've done that with this game.
Mine was that Phantasy Star that they tried to pump out a few years back. Universe or whatever.
Universe, yep.
It was so boring.
Yeah.
What happened to Phantasy Star 2?
It's there.
It's there.
It's in Japan.
Still Japanese.
Yeah, that's what I'm... Dude, they don't give us those. That, Monster Hunter, that's like... Mm-hmm. They don't see the market. Even
Monster
it's like,
Hunter try.
Yeah, where's two?
I like Monster Hunter.
Monster Hunter's made like 50. Why do we have three?
I want to play normal. The Wii U one.
I heard nothing but good things about that one.
Yeah, like, I played the one for the Wii, and I guess I was too late. Because there's no more online for it. And I was like, this would be sick online.
And Monster Hunter is great. It's amazing. But it's just that it doesn't have popularity. Like, I remember when I played that, like, one of the first ones on the PSP, I was like, this is like, I mean, aside from the loading screen, which was like a big fuck you, but, I mean, it was great. The loading was ridiculous. It was like, you're talking about like, you know, 30 seconds to like a minute loads. But it was just a great game. But doesn't know the market over here, so you don't get to play.
I think they're working on a Monster Hunter Online.
Bet it was Obama.
Like for PC.
It's Obama's fault. I believe you.
He hates Monster Hunter.
No, Monster's awesome.
He's scared of monsters. It'd be funny if, like, there's ever been a president that puts, like, an embargo on something just because he's scared of it. But not because it's, like, a weapon or anything. Just something silly, like ghosts.
We will no longer be trading with the afterlife.
No more Pokemans. That's scary. But you see how big they get?
Ash doesn't get older. I don't want...
That's devilry.
That's the devilry.
That boy's been 12 since 1999. Ain't right.
And on that note, what's wrong with them South Park kids?
No, they progressed. They went from like third grade to fourth grade.
They were like fifth grade.
Like 7 years ago.
Yeah, well, they're not that smart. They got held back a bit.
The entire class. I believe that.
Well, don't they make mention of it? Like, on one of the episodes, they were like, yeah, we didn't go to school that much because we were too busy, you know, fighting Barbara Streisand and this and that. Like, they were trying to, like, incorporate the movies and stuff into, like, the episodes.
I'm sorry, real quick. I think I'm supposed to fight Ifrit right now.
What, are you scared?
Yeah. Am I supposed to do this alone?
No.
You do it as a group.
You do it as a group, yeah.
Oh, I'm stuck in, like, a cave.
Yeah, you can't get out, so have fun with your fucking, with your DPS queue.
Listen.
Why won't you go help him?
You tie yourself to self.
Right.
Ryan's the only one
Shut
that caught
up,
it.
Ryan.
Ryan, the voice of reason.
Did anybody ask you, Ryan?
Why won't you help him? I just
yeah, big up. Mouth, Ryan.
You guys can help.
I'm too busy fighting Siren. Okay, I'm fighting the Siren.
I will help.
Terry knows.
I will help you, but do you really want to do this fight during the podcast?
Is it a problem?
It's awesome. It's just great.
I can heal.
Well, the podcast is.
I'll go. I mean, I don't mind.
It's over, but it's really not.
I'll go, but let me finish up mine. I'm busy.
Let me see. You got Jose the tank, Adrian the healer. I got Terry's DPS. All right, you guys got a full party.
And then, yeah. Hey, Adrian's actually like legit healer now.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you're a healer too?
He's 30. He already has two job classes.
Oh,
while you're over there, still not a bar.
50, and now he's working on his healer.
Jose, I got things to do, okay, man? Yeah,
he's got Minecraft, man.
I got a lot of Minecraft to play every week.
Just send out recordings of the game and say it's Minecraft. They won't notice.
I'll lower the quality. I'll lower the quality so it's super pixelated.
Tell me when you guys are ready so I can leave this group.
I'm fighting the Siren, so once I'm done with this, I'll be ready.
All right.
I'm gonna be a little longer. I'm doing DD.
You're doing what? What? Oh, that
sister from Dexter's Lab.
Yeah.
What?
That dumb bitch. I'm a dude from Mars.
She didn't understand how privacy was.
All you can say.
Yeah, she was.
She was a bitch.
She was a bitch.
She's getting sick of her shit. Oh, why are you singing?
Siren? It's a siren. That's what they do, you dumb.
See, he gets
hey,
it.
Dumb.
He gets it.
Yeah,
I got called a dumb butt today by
the siren's about to sing to heal.
You got
on
what?
On stream. I was streaming Blockville earlier, and
what's Blockville?
His new home.
No,
his new friends.
It's a private server that my buddy IGEVIN owns, and I asked to be a part of it.
Oh,
so
cool!
They brought me on, and so I was playing that, and one of the guys I was talking to, that's a member of Blockville, his little sister, I guess, was making ice cream in the back, so she was. He explained it. She was rolling a ball right now because she's making ice cream. So I got to mute my mic. So he muted his mic, and I was like, "How is rolling a ball making ice cream?" And so he asks his sister, and his sister comes over and yells at me on the mic, and she's explaining it all. And she started it by saying, "Listen, you dumb butt," and then I went
calling
like,
you out in front of the whole
damn.
World.
I stopped
on stream.
Cable television.
She in your house.
I stopped paying attention after that. She was explaining it all, whatever. And then she goes, "You dumb butt." And then she leaves again. And I'm like, I got called dumb butt twice by what I can only assume is a little girl.
This is unacceptable. 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 The wife's just like pacing his room. I am not a dumb butt.
I've never been and never will be a dumb butt.
I have been called many things. A dumb butt.
How dare you?
I don't understand what's happening, but okay.
What do you mean? You don't understand honor?
No, this is Dwight's like,
honor has been hurt.
This fight I'm in, it doesn't.
Two adds and you avoid the balls.
That's all.
Always avoid the balls. Everyone knows that.
Sonic got me that.
Use the balls to make your ice cream.
Really? Because yeah, Indiana Jones taught me that.
He taught you how to make ice cream?
Oh, God.
No, he taught
damn.
Me to avoid balls.
Oh.
What about ice cream balls?
That doesn't sound as useful as making ice cream.
I know.
I have ice cream. I don't need to make it. It's in the freezer right meow.
Damn. What kind of ice cream?
But it ain't got any love.
Well, it's either Moose Track or Cookie Dough, because we have two.
Oh, Ryan, you need to back up from your mic, by the way. You've been breathing into it for a while.
Your mom.
What?
Damn.
Is this better?
Dwight's just getting shut down all day today.
I know. You guys have really been letting me have it this whole podcast.
Sorry, Dwight. I've had your back a lot of the time. The whole, you know.
You helped these guys come help me do the
Shut up, Dwight.
That's about it.
But do I have to do more, you ungrateful?
God damn!
Whoa.
Fuck Dwight. This podcast is called Fuck Dwight.
Right?
I think we've already had that. Oh, no. Dwight changed the name.
Yeah, we were going to make it that, but somebody...
Yeah, you guys sent me it, and it said the podcast name was Fuck Dwight, and I think I changed it to We All we Love Dwight, or something like that.
Some little bullshit.
Yeah, well...
We love you, Dwight.
That's what happens when...
Says who?
I love you, Dwight. I won't speak to this.
I don't buy into his propaganda.
See, Ryan, your tweet now makes sense.
What?
You said, I don't care what Terry and Alex say about Dwight, I love him. It now makes sense.
See?
Alright, that duty was completely pointless.
It's part of the story.
I know, but No, but I mean, like, for me, I literally, like, you guys, like, avoid the balls. I was like, ah, whatever, I'm a tank, and it worked out.
So you face-checked the balls. So you put balls in your mouth.
I put them on my shield, and then they exploded.
You put ice cream in his mouth.
That's pretty gross, man.
Nah, it's ice cream, man. It's all ice cream.
That's all that is. You can just wipe it off.
Yeah, just advice to all our male listeners. Just tell them it's ice cream.
God damn it.
Dwight, you ruined everything.
What? Your guys' minds are in the gutter.
This is
right
why
now.
We all hate you.
Because I give good advice. Because I'm trying to help out people.
Because you ruined the discreet and make it bluntly obvious.
Ain't obvious to me.
Obviously.
Guys are giving me so much jazz.
Just shut up.
I don't even like jazz.
We're just razzing your berries. That's all that is.
Just tickling your dick. It's alright.
Well, I need to go to bed.
Okay.
Listen, you don't.
Yeah. Hey, Alex.
If we're being honest here, you don't.
Unacceptable.
You went to the end?
Yeah, can you just hold it for a second?
Maybe. Can you wait? Are you five?
Yes.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
Is there a Kevin Hart special that's on Netflix that we could all watch after the podcast?
The recent one.
It's like a few.
Yeah, there's like that one though, like I'm a Grown Little Man, that's like recorded on like on a box.
Yeah, fuck that one.
Though the recent one that he did, the Laugh at My Pain is on there.
Yeah, the movie.
Yep. No, the movie that's out like in theaters, like in places, it's not on Netflix to my knowledge. But just it's the one that we all saw. The my son's spelling the shit out of these words. That one's on.
Y'all gonna learn today.
I can't even. I don't even know which ones I've seen and which ones I haven't.
Oh, he's so talented.
That ain't no penis. That's a long dick.
Seen that one? Which one's that one?
That's the one we're. That's the one that's on right now.
There's laugh at my.
Laugh at my pain. I'm a grown little man. There's
Seriously Funny is also on here still.
Yes. And I think that's it. So I haven't seen that many Kevin Hart ones on there.
There's a couple, like, there's one called Comedy from Laugh House, Kevin Hart, from 2006. Don't. That one looks like it was taken from, like, a Polaroid or something.
Yeah, there's one of them, like, you can't even hear the audio. You just hear, like, he, like, gives the punch, you just hear, like, muffled and stuff. And
yeah.
I don't know why it's on Netflix.
It's like, you just know, like, when the jokes happen, because everybody's laughing and, like, maxing out the microphone. Again. Where's the subtitles?
Mm-mm-mm. I bet you could turn on the subtitles.
Maybe. Man, on a couple of animes, I don't know if it's on all of them, on Netflix, you could switch between dubbed and subbed, which is really cool.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I was showing Leanne Samurai Champloo.
Oh, Champloo. That's so good.
Yeah, I showed her the first episode. I'm not 100%, I can't remember, I think she liked it, but I don't know, like, what degree
she didn't
of
like
that is.
She didn't
it has, like, the best fighting. Like, it's just, it's so fluid.
So, but yeah, when you start it, it starts it in Japanese, but the English subs on that are actually not bad, so.
Yeah, they did a real good job.
Yep. And same thing with Cowboy Bebop. They did a really good job with that.
Yeah, they even have the same
dude.
That's
why Samurai Champloo, yeah, same guy.
Yeah, I know. That it's guy, great. He did it right. This guy did it right.
He figured it out.
Yeah.
He getting it in correctly.
He did it.
By the way, Brotherhood it's not all of Brotherhood on there. They're missing the last season.
Really?
I said it yes.
Agent
probably
Senate.
Got it on Hulu.
Yeah, it's on Hulu. Yeah, that's why I saw the rest.
Hulu.
Yeah, but Hulu, fucking six ads an episode.
I pay for Hulu for fucking ads.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay for fucking ads.
It's the cable companies, man. They own Hulu, so they're just like, I don't care. More ads.
Like, we're going to charge for this. And give them ads.
If they would offer a more expensive plan, like, because it's $8, right?
Yeah, offer a $12 plan that has no ads.
Exactly. $12.
I will give them $12.
They would get so much more money. It's the same thing with HBO Go, which I kind of understand. If they did HBO Go as a standalone, the cable providers would just basically shun them and never allow them on cable again. And that's why they don't do it. But, man, if HBO Go was just a standalone, that'd be good stuff. When does Game of Thrones start?
March.
Mm-hmm. March?
Yeah,
damn. March. New season of Sherlock comes at the end of the year.
Yep.
March.
It's going to be crazy.
D-Who in November.
Yes, finally.
Mm-hmm. Leanne says that she thinks that he's going to regenerate on the 50th.
Christmas is his last episode.
Yeah, I know, but she thinks that he's going to start regenerating on the 50th.
Something's going to happen to him that's going to lead to his death, like with
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. They could drag that out two episodes easy. Yeah, I don't know. She may be right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll have to talk after. Just in case people aren't caught up, we'll have to talk.
Jose, you'd like Doctor Who.
You would.
You like sci-fi.
I've seen like a few episodes, like jumbled up, like randomly have my TV on. It's not bad. But I guess I'd have to like, the thing that bothers me the most is that there's previous episodes.
Like most shows?
No, but like the crazy, like from, you know, the years ago. Like
No.
You don't have to watch those ones
to understand what's going on. They do a really good job from the 10th Doctor, the one that started in 2006 or 5, I can't remember.
Five.
The one that Doctor and 4th, up until now, they do a great job at explaining like how the Doctor is who he is, why he is, tons of backstory.
Do they like explain it like in throughout the season or like in one episode, like kind of like to catch
no,
you
no,
up?
No. They don't do it in one episode because
they do it throughout the whole like show and stuff.
It's after the first season, you understand like what the Doctor is and who he's about and like most of his intricacies. I can't say that word. And then when Tennant comes by, they go a little bit deeper, and then Matt Smith comes by and they go a little bit deeper. You know, they're getting deep, Jose. It's great. It's fantastic. I highly recommend you watch it. I haven't seen any of the old episodes, and I know exactly what's going on. Well, for the most part.
I wonder how they, you know, from the, if you, he only has 14 generations.
See, regeneration. I think that they're going to just say fuck it.
I think so, too.
I think Moffat is just going to write something special, and he's going to be like, he's going to visit like
River,
his homeland or
that
something.
When River did whatever she did, he has unlimited something or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that he's just going to go back to Gallifrey or whatever, and they're gonna get some pixie dust, you know?
He's going to sprinkle it on him.
Yeah.
That's a good...
Like, there you go.
Chosen one.
He's not really welcomed in Gallifrey.
Chosen all one. The remaining power of the Time Lords was inside of him. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's good stuff. We should end the podcast, though. So Alex can go
it'll be
to
like,
bed.
Oh, it'll be like the one. He killed all of his other selves, and now he is the most powerful.
He says the Highlander.
He's Jet Li.
Yeah, Jet, or Highlander.
Yeah, I guess.
It, you know, that kid.
Jet Highlander.
Jetlander.
I am the Jetlander.
So what, you're a pilot? No.
I'm part Chinese.
All right, let's end the podcast before we
thanks get everybody out. For listening to the T-Mongoose podcast. We'll see you next week. I don't know if we're live cast or audio cast. I don't know. We'll see. It's up in the air. Follow us on
everybody
Twitter.
In
bye, everybody.
Chat was yelling live today.
Yeah, whatever. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Put on the gas. I'm coming straight at you, no looking back.